Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
It is great to have you with us here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and Haley Griffin. Good to see you guys.
Proud Friar.
Proud Friar, yes. Proud Providence Friar is Kaylee Griffin. We have just returned from the longest road trip of the season. Six cities, 11 days. Cavs then come home, take on the Chicago Bulls to start out the week, and off we go back into the remainder of this rough January schedule. Now, when we got back from the trip, Rafa, you don't know this, okay?
I know.
You don't know this. We get off the plane. That was the night where we got 10 inches here in Northeast Ohio, all right? We get off the plane. The landing was a little bumpy, right?
A little bumpy,
but they did a nice job.
The whole trip, every landing was bumpy. Yeah. In Denver, in Utah.
Yeah, it was a little tricky. The end of the trip was a little bumpy in terms of the flights. So we get in safely, which was nice. We get in the cars, right? So we're going out, and as I'm coming around, we're at the airport, right? What time is it? 5 in the morning?
4:45 a.m.
4:45 in the morning.
And it's very fair to mention that is the area that doesn't really get cleaned up.
Right.
Well, let's just start by saying, getting to our cars,
right,
there was a mound of snow that we, right, and we were on the road for 2 weeks, so right, we had suitcases, huge suitcases, mm-hmm, and trying to get over. I wish someone was filming the whole thing because I was laughing at the players. Like, what is this? Right. Oh, it was hilarious.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That was nothing compared to when I got home where there was nothing. Nothing had been plowed. So it wasn't
pretty anywhere around. But you're right. In the parking lot itself, there were dragging the luggage.
And they had moved the cars. Right. So they had put them farther from where we usually
park. So we get into the cars. And for whatever reason, it took a while to warm up or whatever. I was one of the last people to get in the car, right? So when you come out of the airport where we are, you come around the corner, and then there's an intersection up ahead where you get onto the main road.
Which was loaded with snow.
Right. It was A, loaded with snow, and then B, loaded with a car that had spun and gotten stuck, right? Right at the, you know, right up where the intersection is. So we were backed up about 15, 20 cars behind. So I'm looking up, I couldn't really tell what was going on, and I find out later that it is Miss Griffin up there.
Was it
the
your
good
car?
Samaritan.
No, it wasn't my car.
Being a good Samaritan. Go ahead.
Okay, so Steve Frankowski, one of the video coordinators,
of course,
is driving
car.
Jordan Clarkson home. And they're in front of me in a little car. And they're going fine, and then they get just stuck. And it wasn't even a lot of snow, but I knew if I have a small SUV, if I was going to go around them, I was going to get stuck. So I wait a second. Jordan gets out of the car, and he starts trying to push it. And Frankowski is trying to hit the gas. Nothing is going. So I'm like, all right, I got to get out. So I actually had a shovel in the back of my car.
Listen to this. She had a shovel in her car.
O.J. Simpson Griffin has a shovel behind the white Bronco.
Shout out to my parents who packed
it. When your folks packed you for Cleveland, they said, here you go.
They literally took a shovel
jumper
from
cables,
the,
yep. You have a shovel right
now. Is the shovel also part of the equipment that comes with your car?
No.
No? Okay.
No, this was purely my parents being like, she's going to Cleveland, she might need a shovel. Now she has one. Now, so I get the shovel out, and Jordan is trying to push it. So I go up to him, I'm like, here, I have a shovel, let's try to dig it. So me and him are digging out the front of Frankowski's car. All of a sudden, Deli comes out, Larry Drew comes out, and they just start pushing the car. So we get the car out, and it starts to go, but there's the stoplight right there, and Frankowski stops at the stoplight and gets stuck again.
Again, in typical fashion, if anyone's driving, it's going to be him, right? Go ahead.
And so then they're stuck, and then cars behind me are like, well, screw this, we're going. So they just go around them, including Jim Jones.
Jim Jones, who had the biggest car, and he's a humongous truck. Didn't stop to help.
No.
Meanwhile, little Kaylee's out here trying to push, dig and push the car. All these guys are driving around. Go ahead.
So I go up next to the car, and they're laughing in the front seat now. They're like, this is insane, we're stuck. And so I had the shovel in my front seat, so I literally just take it from the passenger side and I'm passing it through the window to Jordan. So now Jordan and Frankowski have my shovel, probably never gonna see it again, but at least they won't get stuck again.
You
right?
might need it again when we come back
well,
from Boston.
I said,
good point.
That's true, they might. But I said, if I get stuck,
it'd be handy.
Yes, yeah. If I get stuck, they need to dig me out. So,
tales of the Cavaliers on the road. That's what it was like just a couple of days ago. While we were on the road, you guys had a chance to catch up with Larry Nance. You did so on the campus of UCLA. When we come back, we'll take you out there next, right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com. I'm living, so we turn it up.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag Be The Fight thing. That's our thing. Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Oma Dunn.
Friday, January 25th, the Cavs face the Miami Heat on Every Fan Night presented by Speedway. Tip-off is at 7:30. It's also Fit as a Pro Night presented by Medical Mutual in association with Giant Eagle.
Goes baseline as Clarkson. Circus shot, he scores! Oh, and a move by Clarkson!
Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details. There must have been
something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360. With special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now. In association with Kalia.
Here's Nance, top of the key. He'll zigzag down the right side of the lane and hammer home a dunk. What a half for Nance. He's a perfect 5 of 5, 10 points, 3 rebounds. His Cavs own a 45-39 lead.
He's feeling good, John. He's figuring this thing out.
Welcome back into Cavs HQ. We're taking you on the road. We're here at UCLA. I'm Kaylee Griffin with Rafa Hernandez-Brito. We have a very special guest with us today, Larry Nance Jr. Larry, thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
We're just going to start off right away. Diagnosed with a sprained MCL, out 2 to 4 weeks. How are you feeling so far?
I feel very lucky at this point. You know, I feared the worst, obviously, when I came off the court and walked in the locker room. But sprained MCL, I'll be back in no time.
It looked kind of scary because there was really no contact when you got hurt, and you knew right away. We saw Tristan Thompson go to you, and it was obvious that you were hurt when you were taking the free throws. Does it go through your mind thinking what it is, or you knew it was your knee right away?
I knew it was my knee. So the biggest reason why I was so visibly shaken is because, you know, in college, I literally did the exact movement and tore my ACL. So I thought that's what it was at the free throw line, and so I was you know thinking like, here we go again, you know, just worried about all that. And then 2 days later, found out the MRI, all good stuff. So once I found out it was my ACL, all else was great news. All else was great.
The team has kind of had a next man up mentality this season with so many injuries. You've been relatively healthy up until this point. What is your, is it level of frustration, or what's your mindset right now kind of going through this rehab process?
Obviously it's frustration. It's, you want to be out there with your guys. You know, we play hard, we battle, we give it all we got. And so, you know, seeing those guys out there and not being able to, you know, shoulder my load and help these guys with these battles is tough. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, the biggest thing I can do now to help these guys is get back as soon as I can.
All right, enough basketball here. I know Larry Nance is big soccer fan, football fan, and you're wearing your Chelsea blues. And how do you become a fan of Chelsea? And I'll ask you this, the follow-up after that, but how do you become a Chelsea fan? Is it because of a player, because of the Premier League? What's the story?
So it's a lot of different levels I became a Chelsea fan. So it started out with video games, really. You know, it was 2011 World Cup. Mm-hmm. Just senior in high school, we were down there playing video games, playing the World Cup video game with my friends. And for some reason, Belgium was, you know, big fan of Belgium. Really liked the way they played. The Red Devils, exactly. Really liked the way they played. Just, you know, Vincent Kompany was actually my favorite player on that team. But then, so obviously, Hazard is kind of a mainstay of Belgium. So kept playing FIFA video games, and so I just kind of transitioned into playing with my Belgians. You know, Thibaut Courtois, Eden Hazard. You know, every now and again, I'll dabble with Man City and with De Bruyne and company. But even Lukaku was on Chelsea at that time. So it kind of started with Belgium, and then since FIFA, I started watching it, and I've made a couple trips over there, and I just, that's my team.
Well, I want to stay with the football talk, but we'll switch to American football. Okay. The Browns, you're a big Browns fan, obviously. Yes. I want you to kind of lead this conversation, though, because I'm new to Cleveland. I'm still figuring it out, but I've kind of gotten on the Browns bandwagon as well, and it's easy to get on.
You kind of have to be if you're in Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You have Baker Mayfield, a lot of success you're starting to see. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling as a Browns fan this season?
Optimistic. Okay. Optimistic. It's been a little while since we had a good feeling going forward. And so obviously with Baker, Denzel, I mean, the rookies this year were off the charts. Obviously we got Myles Garrett. We got a lot of reasons to be excited about Browns football. And obviously with the recent hiring of Freddie Kitchens, I think we're really headed in the right direction. And we barely missed out this year, but next year playoffs are a very real thing.
Do you get a chance to go to a couple of games at First Energy Stadium? I know you're a big Browns fan from growing up in the area, but I it was my first season doing the games in Spanish, and I will never forget when Baker Mayfield came on the field against the Jets. It felt like, you know, like Hoosiers, Bad New Bears.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a movie scene, and I felt great for the fans, because they're really, really loyal to this team, to the Browns. And they finally, I think, they're going to First Energy Stadium expecting to win, as opposed to the last few years, which was like you didn't know what was going to happen.
No, that's very true. It's when Baker came on and took over the job full time, it was like a new energy was breathed into the Browns fans. Like the stadium was electric. Like you said, we went into games like, oh yeah, we can beat the Steelers this time around. We tied them the first time. We got them this time. And so it's been a while. It's been a while since we felt like that. And yeah, I keep saying we. Yeah, I've been a Browns fan forever, so it's we.
Yeah.
But no, it's I get to as many games as I can. Obviously, our seasons kind of overlap a little bit, but I think I went to all the home preseason games and got to one regular season game this year. But the more, I mean, It's tough. We kind of got something going on, too.
Now, Larry had a bet about the Browns with his former teammate, Josh Hart of the Lakers, right?
They have bet which team was going to finish with a better record. And, of course, the Browns finished with a better record than the Redskins.
Redskins.
He's from the Maryland area. And Larry actually packed the onesie he bought and brought it on the trip.
Oh, for those who aren't familiar, that's what they bet.
So Josh Hart had to wear
orange Browns onesie. And we asked him where he got it. We were like, where did you find this? He said Amazon.
I wanted to wear it for next season's game.
Bundle up. Your booth is cold.
And by the way, we don't know what he would have to wear.
Oh, it wouldn't have been a red season.
No, it wasn't. He decided to buy that. But it's a really cool. Joe G and I won it, so we can wear it for the game next season.
It clearly looked warm. Josh Hart, it was pretty funny. His face spoke volumes. Walking that what seemed like a long hallway to get to that locker room. More with Larry Nance Jr. Great human, by the way. Great interview, guys. That continues after this break on Cavs HQ.
$6.99 Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a 3. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Thinking about buying a mattress online? Don't be fooled. Not every mattress is the same. One size doesn't fit all. Before you shop online, before you make a mistake, shop Levin's. Our sleep specialists will assist you in finding the perfect mattress that fits your comfort and your budget. As the leading mattress retailer, we carry all the top name brands at the lowest prices guaranteed. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside a Levin Furniture showroom today.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's 2 new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows 4 new members to join for the price of 3, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
John, Rafa, and Kaylee back here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Fancy cup, see that? Presented by AT&T right here. Make sure you move your head. Yeah. Logo placement.
That's how big my head is. The size of the AT&T logo.
Has made things that we don't want to see back there. I understand you guys had some hard-hitting questions for Larry Nance. Is that interview... We're going to share the rest of that shortly.
Well, I took advantage of the time he gave us, and I was looking up for my Wyoming people.
Okay.
And asked him a couple of questions about if he was going to replicate what Westbrook and Love have done in Wyoming.
Let's go back out and take a look and listen.
Well, you know, we're in the middle of this West Coast road trip, the longest trip of the season, and we found ourselves in the Kevin Love Athletic Center.
Athletic Performance Center.
University of Wyoming will really thank me for this question. When are we going to go to the Larry Nance Jr. Athletic Center in Wyoming?
You said, when are we going to go? Man, when pigs fly? First of all, if the Cleveland Cavaliers are ever in Wyoming, that's the first hint of something's off here.
We got lots on the bus ride.
Right? Whenever
I sign my Kevin Love contract, I sign my GQ modeling contract.
Larry Nance Jr. playing at UCLA. Would you have left after your freshman year, leaving this beautiful campus, this beautiful area?
I don't know. I played out here for 2 years with the Lakers, and it's it's hard. There's not a whole lot to dislike. You know, you got the sunny weather. You have a couple blocks from the beach. You know, beautiful people everywhere. It's there's a lot to like out here. But you know, like I said, LA was nice, but I'm home, so I'm happy.
That's good. Yeah.
We spent 2.5 seasons here. Mm-hmm. Are there any spots that we need to go to?
Right across from our hotel, actually. If you like
the sushi, place?
Sugarfish sushi. That is a staple of my Sugarfish That's sushi. Craig's is really good. Just a restaurant down in Beverly Hills.
Any taco place that you were, when you were here?
Tell you what, what street is on? I think it's on like La Brea. There's a taco truck right outside. Barbershop called Gray Matter. It is some of the best tacos I ever had.
Tacos in LA are really
some authentic. Of the best tacos I ever had. Like I had the fish taco there, and it was to die for. I'm gonna go back.
Changing gears with you, and obviously we were joking around about the Larry Nance Jr. Athletic Performance Center, but something very serious and very dear to you is the Larry Nance, what you're doing with your foundation with Athletes versus Crohn. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something very important for everybody to know, and your involvement and how you've been trying to help people that have suffered from the same disease that you have.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something that I'm very proud of. You know, we started this foundation about a year and a half ago, it's just... for me, it's something that helps me give back. You know, I was a kid in high school diagnosed with Crohn's and didn't know what that meant. The only thing you want in high school is just to be normal. You know, you just want to kind of fit in. So having something like that and sticking out like a sore thumb and missing classes and for doctor's appointments and being sick and all that stuff is tough. And so, you know, being given the platform we have as athletes, I think it's very important to give back and show people that, like, look, no matter what adversities you're facing, it doesn't stop you from getting to whatever level you want to achieve. You know, we're at the highest level of basketball that there exists. Mm-hmm. And, for me, it was David Garrard, a quarterback for the Jaguars, that kind of blazed the path and it was my North Star of, like, look, if he did it, I can do it too. And so, he was it for my generation. Hopefully, I can be that for the next generation.
And you've had some of that carry over to games. You've been doing something before games. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So yeah, before a lot of home games, I have the Cleveland Clinic select a patient that is either suffering from Crohn's or colitis, and bring them and their family in, and give them a pretty unique experience. Get to sit down, watch us all warm up, sit down courtside, and then I talk to them, just make sure they're feeling all right, see kind of what their experience has been like and compare with mine, and give any positive words of encouragement or uplifting or whatever they may need. And I just know that would have meant the world to me, like I said, giving back is important at this platform.
And it's also very important to let everybody know that you as a high school kid, were suffering from Crohn's disease, but your family was very important. And I think your family is still very important to this point with your foundation and their involvement with what you're doing there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my wife and sister are the two heads of my foundation. They're the backbone of it. They put all the events together. They help us with the fundraising. They are hands-on as hands-on can be. My dad helps out with different appearances and stuff like that. So my family, from day one has been the ultimate support system, and being back in Cleveland has just amplified that.
So you're saying I should go to your sister and your wife for the Souls by Sarah's design of your shoes that we want to do so we can auction them later?
That's exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
I'm not the most design. My design skills, my drawing skills aren't great. I'm not a good artist. So, yeah, wifey or sister for sure.
There you go.
You just recently celebrated a birthday, so happy belated.
Hey,
are you 26?
Yeah.
Are you feeling old?
I woke up on January 2nd. My birthday's January 1st. Woke up on January 2nd. Like, my back was aching. Like, my knees hurt. I just felt like...
Come on.
Over just, the hump. 25, yeah, 9-year-old.
Just out of my prime. I just feel, yeah, just tired. I got to watch what I eat now. It's
I'll make you feel better. I was just invited to be part of a group of 50-ish people in Cleveland, just so we're doing for the city.
The term was 50-ish?
50-ish. That's what they said to me. Like, we want you to be part of a group of 50-ish. I was like, okay, I fit in there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
26 is good, man.
26
enjoy
is, oh, yeah, like I said, my back hurts. It's just
getting gray hair. Well, Larry, thank you so much for joining us today on Cavs HQ.
Thank you for having me.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag Be The Fight thing. That's our thing.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong. Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsea Ballerini, and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. Special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsea Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at kellyclarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at a Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Saturday, January 26th for a Cleveland Heroes Rock Night as the first 10,000 fans will receive a special Monsters t-shirt, courtesy of Unique Home Solutions.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
We're back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T on the radio side, on the Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast by our friends at Fox Sports Ohio. And on the television side, you get a look at Quicken Loans Arena, a major construction milestone in the Q transformation to update and modernize the 25-year-old publicly owned Q. Was celebrated last week with a special topping-off ceremony to hoist the project's final steel beam into place on top of the arena. Joining Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, representatives from the Cuyahoga County Commissioner's Office, and Cavs and Quicken Loan Arena CEO Len Komorowski were invited guests and project workers who gathered to sign the 21-foot, 650-pound beam before watching it being raised to its permanent position above the queue. In keeping with the topping-off tradition, in addition to an evergreen tree and an American flag, flags representing the city of Cleveland and Cuyahoga County, along with flags representing the Iron Workers Union Local 17, Forest City Erectors, Whiting Turner, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Cleveland Monsters were placed on the beam. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Welcome back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T for the second half of the show. John Rafa and Kaylee. Nice job with the Larry Nance interview. Good guy, isn't he? Easy to like.
Amazing. It's just great to talk to him. I know he's a big soccer fan, so mm-hmm. I don't understand why he roots for Chelsea, but nobody's perfect, you know?
I see. But, I mean, nice to catch up with him. And, again, he's on the mend, and hopefully he'll be back on the floor shortly. So we had other interviews planned as well, right? And we had one that was taking place right after practice that was going to be outside of the gym, the practice gym. And yes. Kevin Love was supposed to talk to us, which he did. But it turned, I mean, it kind of turned into something different, didn't it?
Let's just say it didn't.
He got a little help from his friends.
Yes.
Got a little help.
That's right. Everybody was coming out. Let's just set it up a little bit. Kevin obviously isn't practicing yet. Right. So we're waiting for Kevin to come out. Then everybody was getting done with practice. So out came Tristan. Larry was waiting around. He was outside. He came over to say hi. Somehow he got into the middle of the conversation. Jordan Clarkson comes wandering out. And all of a sudden we had a cluster of
chaos.
Players and Kaylee.
Yes,
And Rafa as well.
Yeah, it started with Larry, really. He was hanging around and we were joking that he would have to do another interview. And he was kind of like, well, okay, sure.
He was like, are you serious? Like, okay.
Okay, I mean, if you're offering, we'll take you for sure. But yeah, we got Kevin and then Tristan and Jordan kind of were hanging in the background and all of a sudden it all went awry.
You know what the problem was? We had four mics, whereas you guys needed another mic for your original interview with Larry. We had four mics, which basically then everything broke loose.
Yeah, this B-roll that we're seeing right now is pretty much exactly how it happened. They just were walking in and we...
No worries about a camera shot. No worries about who was talking.
And it's good to mention that. You mentioned we were waiting for Kevin, and Tristan was also getting treatment.
Right.
So he came out, and Jordan was waiting for them, and he came out. And the whole process, we were going to do our second annual Kevin Love UCLA interview.
Right.
We talked to him last year. Right. Of course, he never really materialized. But I was able to...
We attempted, right?
I was able to get my question in about him providing Banana Republic clothing for Georgie and I.
I'm sure he'll
to
be
do
doing
the show in like a nice Kevin Love outfit.
I think he said he would, right?
Yeah. He said he will take us to Crocker Park. And
I think originally it was for all of us, and now it's just for you and Joe G,
well,
right?
Well, but you said you didn't want to be part of it.
I didn't want to bother. I'm not asking Kevin Love to bring Banana Republic stuff.
Oh, no, but you can come down.
Hey, I'm going to
get all suited up.
I have some Banana Republic.
I want some.
Yeah, but I want to get all suited up. And
I
want to get
Kaylee can have all the
picture
banana,
one of Kevin Love pictures of the promotion of the campaign, and I want to wear that outfit. I want to see how I pull it off.
Does it feel shameless to you that
Why
you're
not?
Just asking, hey, Kev, can I have some free stuff?
I'm plugging his campaign.
I see. He doesn't get enough plugging from the
one hand washes the other.
That's your help. I'm sure you're really moving the needle.
I mean, I am.
By helping him out. But it was, nice to.
And by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but he brought it up first.
That's what we do. Yeah, he did, actually.
The first thing that came out of his mouth was, well, you know, my Banana Republic people. I was like, okay.
He did, actually.
He laid it out there for me.
He said he had some wardrobe mishaps in L.A. His suit ripped because, he's been wearing hoodies under his suit, so that's another thing. Yeah. But he had a couple mishaps.
I don't want to pull that one. I like the turtleneck with this.
Yeah, so basically what happened when we were out there, it violated every rule of radio and television. Don't talk at the same time. Don't cut in front of the camera
screen. Look at the camera.
Right, so everything, how long did they talk? For like about 12 minutes?
At least.
And it pretty much was completely unairable.
Well, we cut it down to what we can actually air.
Yeah, well, our producers did tell us that we do have some usable content.
Oh, good.
So let's take a look.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We got Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr., Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson.
What's happening?
We're here at UCLA. Thanks for tuning in to Cavs HQ. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you later.
Peace. Let's check it out.
Just wonderful. Here's me like, oh, did you? Like, what part did you get, obviously?
And by the way, did Jordan get that new tattoo in L.A.?
He did, and we actually got some B-roll while he was standing there, but we weren't able to ask him because it was just chaos. So we have to ask him about
that. I wanted to ask you if it's Biggie or somebody. Cause he has
No, it was Pimp C.
Pimp C. Oh, yeah, I knew it was a rapper.
It's a rapper from Texas.
I know his left calf.
I see.
And he has a big one, too.
I know very little about tattoos, and I saw that on his leg. Did you see how – I mean, is that how it normally looks? Was that film?
He had just had it done, so they put plastic on
it. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah, it so he had, he, that was it was that run. Freshly done. Yeah.
Yes,
he did yeah. it out there. Yeah, mm-hmm. So looked good. Tell me who it is again.
Pimp C.
Pimp C. Which, Rafa. Which, how did you not know it was Pimp C?
I thought it was Biggie. It,
we a reporter asked him actually, so oh, I was listening and I didn't.
You didn't know. Pimp C's not on your Spotify.
Not yet. Maybe now. I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go at him.
Pimp C, Rafa, Kaylee, John. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
AT&T lets you go all in with the Cavaliers this season. Like watching your Cavs on the court on DirecTV, streaming on the go with AT&T Wireless, or staying on top of every off-the-court moment with home internet. For all your die-hard, bleed, wine, and gold moments, AT&T keeps you connected. Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your hashtag Be The Fight thing. That's our thing.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down the lane. Dr. Homa Dunn.
Friday, January 25th, the Cavs face the Miami Heat on Every Fan Night presented by Speedway. Tip-off is at 7:30. It's also Fit as a Pro Night presented by Medical Mutual in association with Giant Eagle.
Goes baseline as Clarkson. Circus shot, he scores! Oh, and a move by Clarkson!
Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He nailed it!
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
From Pimp C to Joe G back here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Here he is, Joe Gabriel.
Is Joe G next?
Does he even know what we're talking about?
That would be amazing. Jordan Clarkson got a tattoo recently of the rapper Pimp C, I am told by Kaylee.
Really?
He has that on his left calf. And if he would now adorn that right calf with Joe G, that would be fantastic.
That would be pretty cool.
Pimp C on one, Joe G on the other. I mean, that's intimidating. You want to talk about intimidating?
Jordan's getting the ink at an alarming rate. I can't keep up with it. You know what I mean?
We should bring him on the show and pitch that we should be next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like
Cavs HQ, at least.
He's running out of room, though. He's running out of real estate.
Nah,
he's
still got some.
I want to be right in the middle of his back like Richard Nixon is on Roger Stone.
I don't know that reference.
It's true.
I have no idea to what you refer.
Is he raising his hands like this on
he
top of the
be.
Marine
he
One?
Might be doing like I'm not a crook.
On top of Marine
thing.
One?
Yeah.
That's my favorite picture of Tricky Dick.
For those who are familiar with the show, you know by now that Joe G comes onto the show, and during his segment, we have no idea what Joe G is bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
This is the deal.
I have a new segment today. I have Ooh. A new thing. All I was so excited. I talked to John about it in the hotel lobby in mm-hmm. L.A.
He mentioned that he had a new segment. I don't know what it is, but I'm ready to hear.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's called In Your Lifetime. And we have like a video thing, don't we?
In Whoa. Your Lifetime.
Yeah, right?
That was high tech. Yeah, this show's budget.
Yeah.
You just said the show's budget doubling.
So, and it matters now because we have Kaylee on the show, and she's a youngin'. My, you know, I have, obviously I'm going to have the shortest life because I have the most city miles. So I'll probably die first, but you know. So here's the things, and the thing is, it's a everything. It's a yes or no answer in your lifetime.
Life expectancy of the U.S.
Will these things happen in your lifetime?
Oh, this is nice. Go ahead, say that again.
Life expectancy in the U.S. is 79 years.
All right. Okay, so that means
it's like 25 years
for you and for us. Yeah. Yeah. And then Kaylee's got a long way to go. Yeah.
And by the way, that graphic,
I got a little more time.
That graphic was changed.
Yeah.
Because they had initially put a picture of a casket going down. And we thought about it might not be funny. Somebody's watching the show and say, "Hey, that my friends."
Well,
you know.
But now that you brought it up, it has the same effect. I'm glad. Now that you removed, what difference does it make that you removed it? Now that you mentioned it, all
are
right,
you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, ready.
In your lifetime,
will there be an NBA team in Europe or Asia or Eurasia?
I say yes. Yes, there.
I say there'll be one in Mexico before you go to Europe.
You think there'll be an NBA team in Mexico?
Yes,
Kaylee.
I agree with Rafa, but I think I'll have one in Europe in my lifetime.
I think
Europe
one would.
And Mexico.
I would say there's going to be one in Europe.
Okay, an international team, a team outside the country.
But yes, I think so for sure.
And how about NFL?
Yes.
I think for sure as well. And I think London might be the number one.
Okay.
Looks like the
London Jaguars.
Agreed or no?
MLB? Yes? Mm.
I don't think so in Europe would be.
No, I don't think so either.
Not in my lifetime.
Will there be, in your lifetime, contact with life in the galaxy?
I think there already is. Well,
there isn't. Is there?
Depends who you believe.
Are you sure? I'm talking
we are not
about
alone.
Will we
confirmed
life in the galaxy, not some crazy theory.
I say no.
No?
I say
not
no.
In my
no?
lifetime.
In your whole lifetime?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
You
okay.
think yes? Over the next, what did you guys calculate? 25 years
well,
25 for yourselves?
Years for me.
Yeah, for you and Rob,
like
we may have 25
years. 50, but still, I think that's still far
In
off.
Your lifetime, will there be a Browns Steelers AFC Championship game?
Yes.
Yes, in mine.
Wow.
Kaylee qualified that.
In mine.
There might be one next year.
Not in mine.
There might be one next year.
There might be one next year. But Whoa. There hasn't been one yet.
That's a really good question.
In your lifetime.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say the chances are too difficult for that to happen for those two at the same time.
It could happen next year.
I know. It could. I'm just saying. I think, actually, over the next 5 years, I'd say the Browns have a better chance to make the AFC Championship game than the Steelers do over the next 5 to 10 seasons combined.
He's just saying that.
No, I'm not saying
that. In
your
lifetime, will Adam Sandler win an Oscar?
No.
No.
I was saying no. For what?
In your
Although,
lifetime.
Although.
For what? Wait, for what? I mean, but what?
You never know.
He's been in like Punch Drunk Love, I think that was, or something. And
you never know because this year they gave Crazy Rich Asians best comedy.
Yeah, he has a problem he has a problem with this.
Yeah, so,
what's your problem with the
let's
comedy?
Let's not let
go
him
ahead.
Get on
what's
that tangent.
It wasn't a comedy.
I haven't seen it.
What was
so
it?
So you don't have to argue with me.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Has anyone else seen that at the table?
Yeah, let's
have
not go down
this?
That rabbit hole.
I haven't seen it.
All right.
Okay,
well,
in your lifetime,
talk to you about
will
this
there be an NBA head coach, a former player who's covered in tattoos? NBA head coach. Underneath his nice
well,
suit.
Cover like
tats.
JR cover and
JR
or cover with just tattoos.
Guys get a ton of tattoos. And it's fine.
There's really
it
a
cool.
small percentage of players that don't have tattoos.
That's what I'm saying. Will there be a coach with major tattoos? Head coach.
I'd say probably.
Probably, right?
Yeah. That, wouldn't be, that would not surprise me whatsoever.
When Jordan Clarkson becomes a head coach.
That's right.
Exactly. It would be Jordan
with
Clarkson.
With Kim C and Joe G on
well.
His calves underneath his
exactly.
suit. All right.
So, okay. This is a very important one.
All right.
And this really
Focus.
Doesn't pertain to you.
Focus.
This is more my lifetime, right. not so much Kaylee. I don't really care. Will there be a cure for baldness in my lifetime? My lifetime.
Meaning if you're already bald,
yeah,
can it re-sprout hair?
Or meaning get some hair back, man.
Or meaning that if you already have hair, you can take something that'll prevent
no,
you
no,
from
no,
losing
no,
that
no
hair.
Protection. I'm talking about get it back.
Sprouting it back.
Sprouting it back.
No.
Naturally.
No, come on.
No hair club for men.
No,
I'm not
no,
only
no,
a client, I'm also
here,
a president.
Where you get it back and boom, now I got what you got.
Does Rogaine do that?
No, I'm talking about.
I don't know what.
I'm talking about the cure, a pill.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's just like playing
golf. Help
right?
me out.
I'll say yes.
Let's see, thanks.
Yeah. But you look
really
good.
She's totally being sweet.
I don't think I
want to
see you with hair.
Table.
You look good with no hair.
I want to see me with hair. Will there ever be in your lifetime an Italian American president
no.
of the United States? Italian.
Yeah.
No.
President.
No sure. way.
Rob says no way.
I say
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say no. Will the USA in your lifetime accept the metric system?
No. No, no,
why would
no.
They have their own system.
That's what I say. Why would we?
No.
Metric system. Kaylee.
I'm not saying one is better or worse. I'm saying that the U.S. will not accept that in my lifetime. Will not switch over.
So why would they?
Right.
Well, the rest of the world is like that.
Everybody's supposed to do what we do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But it depends. I don't know. Maybe we have a progressive president coming
in. Do you realize that the U.S.
switch over to the metric system? Yeah.
The U.S. is known for doing everything.
Make it easier for everyone else.
An Italian-American progressive president.
Yes, they play basketball their own way. They play football their own way. They do everything their own way.
In your lifetime, Rafa, will the Browns ever play in a dome?
You mean
the Browns
home,
play in a dome?
A home dome?
A dome.
No, yeah. I hope not.
What, an away dome? Yeah, I think that's going to happen probably next year. Yes, a home dome.
I want to make sure I answer correctly. Yes.
Kaylee,
I hope not.
You're correct.
I think so, too.
Okay, okay.
I think that would take away.
In your lifetime, put a man on Mars?
Nah.
Didn't they do
it? It just doesn't seem like
it. Damon.
Didn't Matt Damon stay there for like...
Yes.
I think they could.
I think they will not because it's not high priority right now. We will not see that over the next 50 years.
Okay. Will a college player ever break AC's 61-point record?
I don't think so. No. I don't think that one is possible.
Austin Carr, 61 points
in a tournament.
In an NCAA tournament.
I would say probably not. College teams have a hard time even hitting 61.
I agree. I think that's
I tell you why not.
That one is safe.
Because unless the whole... one and done thing changes, and you know most college kids are just going 1 year. I don't think there's any big guys coming out like a lot.
I will say Marcus Howard from Marquette just had a 53-point game though.
Yeah, that's
the three-point line changes things. And he's
did that with
deadly.
No 3-point line. That's what's so crazy.
I think there was somebody who broke down his game, said he would have had 73 if there was a 3-point line. That's how many of his shots he took from that.
Let's
distance.
Stick with basketball here. In your lifetime, will there ever be an NBA game, preseason, regular season, playoff game played outdoors?
Yes.
Could be.
Yeah, I'd say on a I could see it. You know how they play those in college on the
ship. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so it's been done. I think
that would be neat. By the way,
that'd be really
I agree. Pretty cool. Even a retractable roof might be kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know, listen to you.
I know. I'm progressive.
What does that mean? As opposed to who are you looking at?
Rafa.
You looking at him? I hope you're looking at him.
You guys said there wouldn't be a cure for baldness.
You keep looking sideways over it.
Here, this one is for Rafa.
All right.
And Kaylee, really.
All right.
Will Michigan ever beat Ohio State again in your lifetime?
Next year they will. Next year they will.
It hasn't happened yet. I mean.
No more Urban Meyer.
Has it ever happened? It has happened. They have beat him at some point.
Of course it has happened.
Okay, well, I don't know will it happen in your lifetime?
Yes.
I think it'll happen.
In
my lifetime.
You're going to live a long time.
Maybe by that last year.
Okay. Here's another. This one is for Kaylee. Not for Kaylee. It's for all of us. Will a woman ever be head coach or manager of a Big Four sports team?
Yes.
Yeah. In our lifetime?
In your lifetime.
Absolutely. Becky Hammon.
So. Which one will be the first?
I think basketball's the
closest.
Basketball
will be the first.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Definitely.
I mean, we haven't seen that in baseball. We haven't seen that in hockey. We've seen assistant coaches now in basketball, and multiple ones. Football, we're seeing it as well, multiple coaches.
Yeah. Coaches, yeah.
I'd say that considering all things considered, basketball would have the best opportunity. And I think that in our lifetime, yeah.
Would it be Condoleezza Rice?
I think yes. Here we go. Hey, he's the Brown Spanish broadcaster.
That's well done.
The rest of us take a step back and let him go. Whatever you want to say.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes, we do. Only one more, I'm told. So
okay, will at some point in your lifetime, will you live to see mankind destroy itself? Only to see civilization taken over by talking apes, where the only remnant of our old civilization is the Statue of Liberty on a beach.
I'll let Rafa answer that question.
You've been watching too much Life Without People.
It's a little morbid, man.
It's not.
You've been watching Life Without People.
I was thinking about Planet of the Apes.
Obviously. I mean, this is a happy, fun show, though.
It's still happy and
fun. What was the name of the Caesar?
You're not helping at all.
No, you're not helping. Not helping whatsoever.
I don't know. That's too deep for me, man.
It was a little deep, just to close
well,
the show.
Well, I'm sorry.
Especially when you throw in civilization and starvation.
I was just about to credit you.
The fact that you kept New York alive.
That's the end of my segment.
Great segment.
We'll be back to wrap things up. And again, the graphic, that just made it. That made the segment. Back with more after this.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band play songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at mumfordandsons.com.
Thinking about buying a mattress online? Don't be fooled. Not every mattress is the same. One size doesn't fit all. Before you shop online, before you make a mistake, shop LeVins. Our sleep specialists will assist you in finding the perfect mattress that fits your comfort and your budget. As the leading mattress retailer, we carry all the top name brands at the lowest prices guaranteed. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside a LeVin furniture showroom today.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's two new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows four new members to join for the price of three, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Saturday, January 26th for a Cleveland Heroes Rock Night as the first 10,000 fans will receive a special Monsters t-shirt courtesy of Unique Home Solutions.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Back here to close up shop on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. John Rafa, Kaylee, and Joseph got the sea legs back after the long trip.
I mean, we barely got out of like the airport, let alone got home. There's a huge storm.
Ask the person sitting beside you.
Who was like at the front?
I think
of
she helped you get home.
And there was people at the front and. Be honest, and I've heard the story. Be honest, weren't you guys cussing just a little bit when you saw there was a big rigmarole up front?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
And by the way, literally,
I was 15, 20 cars it back. My first reaction was like, is that a woman out there with the shovel?
Didn't
anybody else get out of their car to help?
I didn't know what was going on.
To mention that the exit of the highway is a two-way street, but because of the snow, it was just one lane. Yeah.
And there's railroad tracks.
I wasn't stuck. I was one behind the car.
She's
that
making
was
that
stuck.
Explicitly
yeah.
clear. Listen,
like, I did not cause the line. Frankowski. Jordan Clarkson were together.
Those two guys.
And she
Jordan was
dug
trying
them
to.
Out.
Yeah, I had a shovel.
Oh, that's impressive.
And
that's
so
real.
Me and Jordan
Can you
were digging.
Kaylee carries a shovel.
Well, not anymore. They have it now. So
who else carries a shovel?
I don't. And
who
I'm
else?
Sure Frankowski doesn't.
He does not.
Yeah. He did not.
Well, now he does.
Well, he carries Kaylee's shovel now.
See, that makes the story that it's those two guys.
That's
makes
what
the
I mean.
Story
That's
so
what I'm,
much better.
I know. Even better, by the way, the car right behind Kaylee's was the biggest car out there, Jim Jones Raptor. And guess what he did? He went roared right around.
Jones could have, like, in his truck, he could have just pushed them all home.
He could have bumped them
right
through.
Yesterday, he goes, I saw it. I saw someone giving a shovel through the front window to the other car. I was like, that was me.
Right. And as he drove on
past. Yeah, as he drove past us.
Right. Joe's going to just, himself.
Went directly home. But yeah. Larry Drew, turns out Matt Dellavedova and Kaylee were the ones who pushed the car free and saved everybody.
And of course, it's those three, the most kind of stand-up-ish, heroic kind of people on our crew.
Right, who took care, took care of the rest of us. That was nice. See, now you made up for the end of your last segment. Were you Debbie Downer'd us for the for the rest of the show. All right. For everybody on the set, this is John, Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. We'll see you next time.
Otani! Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at thecuearena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.